This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Seem angry and upset. It's not with the listeners. It's not with the crew. I'm just upset about what's going on because this system is so predatory and so evil. And a handful of megabanks 120 years ago or so on record could not dominate Europe or the United States. People were wanting freedom. The serfs had just gotten their freedom. That was white slaves all over Russia and all over Europe. The abolitionists had banned slavery pretty much everywhere in the world except in the Middle East and Africa. And the average person was super literate. Even people that didn't even have high school diplomas could read. I mean, you try to read a newspaper from 100 years ago, 150 years ago. I mean, I can barely read them, and I've got a very high vocabulary, very high. And I try to read newspapers from 200 years ago. I can't even read them. And the big bankers got together and they said, what are we going to do? I mean, I've read the letters of the National Banking Association here on air from like 1889 and stuff saying, we're going to make education public. We're going to dumb these people down. And man, they've done it now. And then all these big corporations were financed by just a few big banks. The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, they own it all. And man, now they're just saying, we're getting rid of your families, we're getting rid of everything, and we're taking your wealth, and you're going to be a slave. And they're the damn enemy. We need to have our government break up these trusts and stop this crap. And liberalism and leftist garbage needs to be outlawed because it's not a free speech system. It's about enslaving us, just like slavery got outlawed. This modern form of slavery better get outlawed. I'm pissed, man. And let me tell you, this is a normal behavior. The average person's like, thank you for getting pissed off. Well, thank you for getting pissed off. We need to be pissed off for a damn reason. Why do you think Christians 200 and something years ago, abolitionists were 1% of the population in 1800? And slavery was ended 60-something years later. Didn't mean there wasn't other evils had to be fixed, but people looked at other people being treated like slaves, and they knew it was evil, and they knew what would happen to them. And we sit here and watch what the New World Order does, and now it plays us off against each other. We're in a lot of danger. And I don't know how much longer we'll even be able to be on the air to fight. It's so bad. I'm telling you, man, we're in a lot of trouble. It's like when you get your ass kicked and nobody's coming to help you, you just got to get up and start stomping some ass. And I mean that as an allegory. I don't want offensive violence. I'm saying you better get aggressive. Mountain Man, you got a minute and a half. Thanks for holding over. I'll make your point about Ukraine on fire, Oliver Stone, you name it. Go ahead.
Science, algorithmic contraction of a database. It's never settled because the database is always growing. I just rewatched Ukraine on fire. The whole blueprint, the whole playbook, the same snake. It's all right there in front of everybody. These people are just absolutely incapable of seeing the light. It reminds me.
That's
of
right. Explain it. The globalists destabilize, cause riots, blow up the government, and then bring in a dictatorship.
I read a story once about these explorers in early Africa, and they took these pygmies out of the jungle and used them as guides to climb, I believe it was Mount Tanzania. Well, the pygmies got up on top of that peak, and they couldn't understand. Their whole lives, they'd been in the jungle. They'd never been able to see more than 20, 30 feet in front of their face. And they got up on that peak, and all of a sudden they could see all the animals down on the plains, on the Kalahari, and they couldn't understand it. They thought that they could reach out and grab the tiny little animals. They had no concept. They had no clue. People are living in their own tiny little bubbles in this jungle of confusion, and nobody has ever climbed a peak to see the big picture. I mean, people are just incapable of critical thought or even...
Brother, that's the perfect allegory. They've taken people that have been blind for 20 years now. They're able to put microchips in the brain and have people actually see optically. But they can't teach them because they never grew up and saw the shapes. They don't even know what it is. So even though they're now physically seeing, It doesn't work because they weren't born like a baby and slowly the brain programmed to be able to recognize it through the optic nerve. You made an incredibly good point.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTru Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I hate tyranny. I hate Bill Gates and I hate Hillary Clinton, but I don't fight them because I hate them. I fight them because I love my children. But now I've got this huge feeling in my stomach and my chest when I see them and I see what they're doing. And my very soul says, you better do something about these people. You better raise the alarm. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I know you're here doing that as well. I salute you all and I thank you because you are the InfoWar. And now, this late in the game, we're still on air, still fighting with more credibility than ever because we were tracking what the globalists were actually saying and doing. And now the New World Order is so pissed that our understanding of the system is being mainlined. From our perspective of the globalist actual battle plans, not from the perspective of the propaganda they put out at the grassroots against the public, but from the high mountain vantage point of how the New World Order is actually operating. And how this isn't just a mere chess game. This is a fight. This is life and death. Had another pen explode in my hand. This isn't some Rorschach blot. Some secret code. Let's go ahead and go right back to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest? I guess that would be Bruno. Then we'll go to Judy and Dixie. Bruno in Florida. Thank you, sir.
How are you doing, Alex?
Man, I am just blown away how real it's all gotten.
I know. I wanted to talk to you about how I think the left is going to sabotage George Floyd's case just so he doesn't get any justice. The officer gets off scot-free, so then they can have the revolution that they want, because then they will be able to blame the justice system.
I agree, and they're talking about that getting derailed before the election. Let me guess, they're overcharging them for what they can prove. Is that what you're about to say?
Yes, sir, exactly. And they want injustice. They want the officer to go free, so then they can say that America is systematically racist. That's the end result that they want. And just to add on the Veritas video that you showed, it's funny about like how Sweden keeps coming up in some of the conversations. That lady's husband, he's from Sweden. And I was listening, I don't remember where I listened to, that Sweden, the Swedish government was involved in the African Revolution, the Mandela Revolution, I think with money or whatever. And Sweden didn't close down with the pandemic. What did they know about the pandemic that they decided not to shut down? It's just...
Well, that's right. The globalists, the communists are already in control of Sweden. So why would they do that when they're already in full control? Why would they hurt themselves? It turned out they had the lowest death rate in Europe because it's all a hoax.
Exactly. So those are my two thoughts. Thank you so much, Alex. I'm from Brazil. And also, I think the two-party system is way better than what we have in Brazil. A bunch of parties that... Like, once they go into the city and they mess it up, then we don't know who to blame. At least here, we know that in Minneapolis, the Democratic Party has been in control over for 50 years. So we can show, like, okay, You see, they are the problem. In Brazil, it's so hard because there's so many parties. So I would rather stick with the two-party system. It's a lot easier.
To well, I tell you, how awesome is Bolsonaro?
Oh, I like him very much.
Well, I had a chance to meet his son and found out that one of my old producers never told me they'd called. And they thought it was like a diss. And I'm like, no, I never knew this happened. We went and found it in all the emails that they're huge fans. Awesome folks, and I'm going to probably interview his dad here pretty soon. I'll leave it at that. But Bolsonaro's even better than Trump. I mean, I'll just say it. He just said this whole thing's a damn hoax up front. It's a bunch of crap. But you're right, and that'd be a three-hour show getting into parliamentary systems versus two-party systems. I don't like the two parties. They've become corrupt. But the founders set it up so it would be very simple to know which side to choose when things happened. For the separation of powers. Then they use the separation of powers in government to make sure one party didn't get too much control. But if you look at Germany, Merkel's been in power for 15 years or whatever, because every time her party loses an election, a new coalition of others give her power because she's still in government. And so exactly, and England's a wreck because of the parliamentary system. And if you have to argue, about it, we should replace the Democratic Party with a new populist party. Or the Republican Party should split in two. But one of the parties has to go. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I agree with the two-party system. I agree with the system we have. I totally believe in the electoral process and the electoral college. It's a genius system. It's the best system in the world. And it's designed to keep the people in control but not have mob rule. We are a small r democracy. We are a republic where we have basic rights, basic freedoms. We elect leaders. There's checks and balances. But you can't have 51% vote to make Socrates drink hemlock. In the pure democracies of Greece, if the people voted to kill you, you died. So if 51% of whites voted, let's say, to kill all the brown people, when whites were the majority, you'd kill the brown people. That's an extreme example, but that's now, 51% brown people kill the white people. That's why the left teaches democracy, 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 because it's oligarchy. People think of oligarch as a bunch of top bureaucrats, but it's always them controlling a mob. That's the definition of oligarchy. Have it right here. Or mob rule is the role of government by mob or a mass of people. And it goes on. Okay, let's get to some more calls here. Let's go to Judy in Florida. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you. The last time I was speaking on your program was with Owen. It was during the lockdown. And I dissed my own son. I said basically that he was brainwashed. And I want to clear that up for my own edification. And I wanted to speak to what, I think a good portion of the silent majority is all about, like my son. I think they are people that are getting prepared, and they know a lot of what's going on. There's only so much information that a person like my son, my daughter, who's completely in denial, people like that, she's of the left right now. But I really think that there's the mind control that we are experiencing on the left. It's been a result of a massive MKUltra experiment. This whole COVID mess, what threw us into the current carnage that's happening, that is George Soros funded. I think that it's just, it's biblical in its nature. And I wanted to submit to you, it's going to sound strange, but I think in terms of the color purple, you have blue being the color of law and red being the color of Jesus' blood. And the reason why his blood is so important is because he's fully God as much as he's fully human, which so it means it's God's blood. And you mix those and it's purple. And I think in terms of, what I just described in like my son and the silent majority, particularly of Christian men, because you have passive Christian men, you have those that are really speaking out, like many of your guests that have been on the program, Steve Quayle, You know, there's a whole list.
By the way, let's get Steve Quayle back on pronto.
Doug Hadman, you know, John Moore. There's a list of really good Christian men who are speaking out, but that doesn't mean that they are, you know, that there are many that are not good bravos, what you call betas, who are looking for leaders. I think later on, as the Kinshi keeps hitting the fan, because let's face it, it's already a done deal, these men are going to come out of the woodwork working righteously, you know, following the leaders, the actual leaders. And, you know, they're a major part of the answer right now.
No, I agree. The average man is just trying to make money and take care of their family. We're about to lose everything and go under full tyranny, and that is going to cause a giant response that is going to smash the left. But the IMF doesn't care, because that'll just wreck the economy further. They just buy it up and then continue the process. That's why these oligarchs, these globalists, need to pay. They need to pay. And the first step in that is identifying them as the enemy. That's our job, is lazing the target in a peaceful, loving, political way so that it can be politically targeted.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Latin for mob rule, in the rule of government by mob or massive people, or the intimidation of legitimate authorities. But really, I find that oligarchs will actually create the mob to then overthrow the legitimate government and bring them into power. So I find that oligarchies grow out of the anarchy of mob rule, and our founders were more worried about that than anything else. An incredible document was brought to my attention by one of the crew yesterday, and then I went and read the actual full document last night, and I suggest you do as well. It's on the Davos Group website. It's on the UN website. Now is the time for the Great Reset. And right here it says carbon taxes, a new type of capitalism, changing our lifestyles, learning to be poor, to stop greenhouse gases, getting rid of fossil fuels. Basically mass death, ladies and gentlemen. And how COVID taught us as an opportunity how to do this and how to give up our lifestyles. This, the trillion-dollar companies are telling us that own slave camps in China. You have the head of the Davos Group saying, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, re-examine, and reset our world. And they go over the plan. And they talk about getting rid of the family, which is the bedrock of civilization. So they say they want to help you, but if you read the IMF and World Bank documents that Greg Palast got in 2001 at the BBC, it's a 21-part plan, but it's four steps he breaks it into, how they'll come into a conservative, libertarian, liberal government, they don't care. But if it's legitimate and prospering, they will finance uprisings, police crises, and start overthrowing cities, start having an anti-government sentiment, and finally implode the country, overthrow it, and then bring in IMF and World Bank control, and then martial law. And so that is what they are engineering. But they say it's all such a nice, good-loving thing. And John Perkins of the Economic Hitman exposed that as well. But here's Tucker Carlson talking about PepsiCo, talking about Nike that owns the slave factories. They're the moral authority, like Apple. Oh, you actually have millions in slave camps? I mean, it's in the news that Apple has slave camps at the Uyghur facilities for the Muslims building iPhone components. But it's like, buddy, Tim Cook. I mean, it's okay, right? I mean, if he was a Republican, it'd be terrible. Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park again last night. There's full videos on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it. Tucker, corporations funding riots that destroy small businesses. And he goes on and admit they're targeting the family. Here's part of the report.
A city that's really been turned upside down by the riots. But, and you've heard this a lot recently, riots are the voice of the unheard. How dare you criticize them? You're hearing that message from virtually every American corporation right now, every university, every major media outlet. The rioters burning down your city with the support of virtually everyone richer than you are quote, unheard. You, by contrast, are the oppressor. And if you disagree in any way, we're going to fire you and wreck your life. The corporations aren't simply tweeting their support for the riots. They're paying for them, too. Recently, the CEO of Cisco announced that his company is donating $5 million to the Black Lives Matter Foundation. Airbnb is donating $500,000. So is Dropbox. Video game maker Ubisoft is giving $100,000. Intel has pledged $1 million to assorted anti-racism groups and is pressuring its employees to donate more of their money to the foundation, the Black Lives Matter Foundation. And then there's Pepsi. Pepsi's donating, too. This revolution is brought to you by your local PepsiCo bottler. Tired after a long day of looting? Try Pepsi. So the question is, now that it's getting all this corporate money, what exactly does the Black Lives Matter Foundation believe? Well, less than a week ago, the group launched a petition to defund all police departments nationwide. The group's co-founder, Patrice Cullors, says we should abolish all prisons. So does Intel want 1.7 million felons released onto America's streets? So they want all 700,000 cops fired tomorrow? It's not clear what they want, but they're paying for that. Maybe they think they can look good for the mob by funding the cause. Who knows what they want, but they're responsible for this. On the other hand, the foundation says, the Black Lives Matter Foundation says, that one of its other goals is to, quote, disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Well, that's certainly a goal major corporations can get behind. People who aren't encumbered by families won't be distracted from being the dutiful little worker bees they like most. Married children, stop! Get back to work. Some companies are donating to, or encouraging employees to donate to, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Right now, that group's Twitter page denies that the riots even exist. And instead, they're blaming police for the violence. Okay. The NAACP Fund is also promoting bail funds. Those get violent rioters out of jail immediately. So with all this money flowing out of this country's most profitable corporations, it might be a nice gesture for those corporations to donate some money to, I don't know, rebuild some of the small businesses that have been destroyed over the past week. There are a lot of them. They desperately need the help. Oh, but they're not going to do that. Because for a lot of big corporations, the total annihilation of small businesses is one of the best parts of this new revolution. There's always an angle. Someone's always getting more powerful. And by the way, it's not just big corporations. Tomorrow we will name the celebrities who are donating to get the looters, the destroyers, the violent thugs out of prison so they can keep doing it. Be sure to catch that. We have the list.
All right, more of that is in the story at newswars.com. I suggest you share it. And that's the truth. This is all cold-blooded megacorporations that have the worst slave factories on earth, actually have factories next to death camps on record, and suicide nets around them, prancing around, skipping around like evil elves, telling you that they love black people. Meanwhile, Trump put $100 billion into black communities for new businesses, and what was it, another $50 billion into black colleges last time I checked, doubling the funding over the next 4 years. None of that matters. He wants to kill black people. He's a KKK member, and let's all just kill each other. But when you go out to one of these events, it's 90% white meth head people, and I'm not against white people, but I mean, I'm ashamed, though, that where are they growing these white people? Because they look like they got grown with a bunch of mushrooms or something. I mean, they're dull-eyed. They look like zombies. They're ugly. Well, you've seen the videos. I'm not exaggerating. These people look like a big spiritual spider stuck a straw in their soul and sucked it out. They're in a trance. You heard a caller earlier, a lady called. I forget her name. She said it's like they're under MK Ultra. They are under MK Ultra. They are mass programmed, first in the colleges and the universities, that they are the elite, they are the rulers, they're the ones that care, they're the good people. And then they get caught into that, and, well, things just keep getting worse, and things keep falling apart under globalism. So it's not globalism's fault, it's America's fault, and it's white people's fault. And if we would all just say that we were bad, that we could fix the world. Meanwhile, Xi Jinping literally owns four of the six big Hollywood production houses that have churned out hundreds of movies. Every major star has made one, Matthew McConaughey, everybody, about how white people are bad, but white people lead an uprising of black people to kill the white people. This is all a sick, psychotic joke by these dirtbags because Hollywood and the New World Order have been held unaccountable. But guess what, Bill Gates? You're all over the news whining that people hate you because we know you ran Jeffrey Epstein's pedo operation, you slimy mag.
60% off. 60% off. 60% off.
60% off.
60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week. but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We now take you live to the Central Texas
Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide.
You're listening
to the Alex Jones Show.
Been running that promo for 15 years. Tuned in this broadcast, and they thought, this is like a cartoon show. It's like a comic book. And I'm like, no, they've got these plans. They're building them. They're launching them in other countries already. Get ready. It's coming, so crank it up. It's time for you to stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. You going to roll over? Are you going to stand up and fight? Because now the games are over. All you yuppies, all you trendies,
that thought you'd duck this, you're going to have to be tested. Oh, hang on to the good times, because they're going to go away. And now they are. Just like those babies getting killed, nobody came to help them. Well, now you're going to pay. All right, let's get serious here. I want to go to your phone calls. I want to cover some other news I haven't hit. Dr. Nick Begich, the guy that exposed so much of the tentacles of the New World Order, is coming up. But let me just cover this right now. This is taught at all the major universities by the leftists, and it's pure cult programming where whites are taught you don't talk. You are evil. You're there to serve black people. It's the definition of slavery. And I read this article from Infowars.com earlier in the start of the show, and it's in a screaming voice in all caps. Important information for this Saturday's protest. White folks' guide to protesting. Copy and paste. Do not use share. If you are a white person considering joining protest this week, there is a list of rules put together for you. Friends of color, if they have forgotten anything, please add, follow calls only. Do not initiate or lead calls. Your job is to follow and add your voice when it is called for. Do not take selfies. Ask to take pictures or videos of individuals. You are there to witness only. Film the police as much as possible. Be helpful. Hand out water and snacks. Make sure protest leaders are hydrated and fed. This is exhausting work. Help keep their energy up. Follow directions. If a black person tells you to do something, you do it immediately without question. You respect the authority and the decisions of the black protesters at all times. 5. Stay in the back until you are called forward. It goes on from there. When you are at the front, you are silent. Remain calm at all times. Do not agitate. This is real what I'm reading. That's because the globalists want whole voting blocks to not talk, not have views, and just whatever cult leader, Antifa or Soros says, you just go, yes, master. They got names of this. Do what we say, or we're going to terrorize you. That's the definition of terrorism, threatening violence or carrying out violence for political aim. What's the definition, ladies and gentlemen, of slavery? What is the definition of it? Submission to a dominating influence. The state of a person who is chattel of another. The practice of slaveholding. And it goes on from there. Examples of slavery. Definition of submission, compliance, conformity, obedience, subordination. Is this not the left, folks? Oh, but it's for a greater good that they do all of this over and over and over again. Definition of blockade. The isolation by a warring nation of an enemy area, such as a harbor, by troops or warships, to prevent the passage of persons and supplies broadly. A restrictive measure designed to obstruct the commerce and communications of an unfriendly nation. What do the globalists do with the lockdown? Definition of siege, a military blockade of a city or fortified place to compel it to surrender. Trump's trying to turn the economy back on. They launch riots everywhere. When the military tries to come in to break the siege, we're told they're martial law and they're coming to siege us. In fact, guys, it's in the computer. I saw Darren McBrain getting it yesterday. He showed it to me. Don Lemon saying Trump's a dictator trying to overthrow the government when that's what they're doing. Please grab me that clip. Thank you. Now, learned helplessness. We talk a lot about this. Learned helplessness occurs when an individual continually faces a negative, uncontrollable situation and stops trying to change their circumstances, even when they have the ability to do so. They're trying to break you with learned helplessness. If you give up to pressure, your muscles atrophy and you die. If you fight back against pressure, you become stronger. You overcome. You adapt. You win, win, win. So don't just bow to all of this. Social contract is what they're breaking right now by making you give up. Milgram experiments where they did psychological tests where students thought they were shocking people to death, and they found at the Yale University study that under the orders of their professors, a higher rate of people were willing to kill than even the Nazis because they were followers. They were taught following was good. The Milgram shock experiment. Look it up for yourself. Stanford prison experiment, where they even found liberal trendies were the most likely to become vicious, hateful, abusing jail guards when given authority. And then, of course, what the general public has, Stockholm Syndrome, where you begin to serve and worship your abusers and convince yourself that it's all good. You're being put under all of this to bring in closing, the Cloward and Piven Stratagem, a communist plan adopted by the Democratic Party, developed in the 1960s by the professors Cloward and Piven, to undermine the pillars of the city and make society collapse using racism, using police brutality as the pretext to finally bring down society and on it build communist dictatorship. Might want to go read about it. Might want to go find out about it. Might want to say no to it, because this is the plan and this is what these dirtbag globalists are carrying out. It's that simple. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I just want you to remember that if you try to break up a family in communist China, you're executed for undermining the state. Here, they try to undermine the family. Why is that? Because they want us weak, they want us broken. Once commies take over, like Sweden, oh, have your family. Oh, we don't need lockdowns in Sweden. There's no COVID. COVID-19 doesn't exist. The Chinese only had it for 2 months and said we don't. They were only teaching us how to be slaves. It's all about being followers. And Americans were known as being rugged individualists and trailblazers. We're now the opposite. Okay, let's go to Dixie in Florida. Thanks for holding, Dixie. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd really love to plug your apparel in just a minute. The reason I called is that I am a former occultist, but I'm proud to say that through the power of Jesus Christ, I am now a born-again Christian. But because of my past, I do recognize some things. So,
sure, having been in the occult, you see how everything's a big occultic ritual with these people.
Oh, absolutely. And that brings me to something that concerns me, and that is something that your camera crew has been panning to the right of you and putting as the center of focus instead of you multiple times now. And I recognize that that could be used as something that the voodoo, a Budan, Santeria, and people who have ancestor altars, and that they worship. So it concerns me.
Ma'am, I put that out there. I don't know if you were tuned in yesterday. I was going to put a chessboard out here, and I was going to – let me explain this to you. I was going to put a chessboard out here and explain how they're playing both sides off against each other, and the way to win is not play the game and be aware of the whole thing. And then my dad's a doctor. He has a skull. I thought the game is death. Put that there. And then Max Kaiser and his girlfriend as a joke – sent me flowers that got delivered right as I was setting this up. And I said, oh, we'll put some flowers out here, and then we'll ask the Q people what's the secret message, showing how the esoteric stuff and the occult and Gnostic stuff is all about people projecting onto things what they want to see. So that's the whole point of this, is this little ensemble all came together that way. But I'll come back to you, Dixie, and we'll get to your point. And then we'll get to everybody. I'll get to everybody before Dr. Nick Meggins takes over. That means I'm going to stop covering stories. I'm going to go right to you. But that is just a cool art piece right there. I'll assure you, I'm not into voodoo or Santeria. I'm into archetypes, and it's very thought-provoking art, isn't it? A lot better than what some people come up with.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever.
ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything they accuse us of, they themselves are doing. They are financing and fomenting the overthrow of our republic to replace it with a nightmare world government system modeled after communist China. And here's Don Lemon of CNN saying that Trump is bringing us into a dictatorship and that Trump is causing all of this. Here it is.
From the commander-in-chief, for this very moment that just happened in front of our eyes, why were we pretending otherwise? Open your eyes, America. Open your eyes. We are teetering on a dictatorship. We are this is chaos. Has the president, I'm listening, is the president declaring war on Americans? What is happening here? He's saying he wants to protect peaceful protesters, at the same time sending law enforcement and military into the streets to push peaceful protesters back, to be aggressive with peaceful protesters. He is doing the exact opposite of what he said.
That's when they had just were torching and climbing the White House fences, and they said, we've got to push the perimeter back. There's lawlessness all over the country, murders, death, police being killed everywhere, and the governors won't call up the National Guard because they're too busy taking a knee, and then you say he's a dictator when Soros and your murderous organization, CNN, are behind this whole thing, criminal. They already tried the Jesse Smollett thing to cause a race riot, last year. That's all these crooks do. All right, Dixie, go ahead and finish your point about the Great Reset. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Part of the Great Reset, of course, is indoctrinating our young children. And one of the things that came across my email was that school districts are using a program called Teaching Tolerance to, educate everybody, teachers and students, about race and other things like that. And it comes from none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, absolutely. They're teaching white kids they're bad and teaching five-year-olds that they can be a girl or a boy. It's totally a sicko globalist group trying to get their hands on your children.
And what's funny to me, it's not funny at all, is that the people who are promoting this from school districts across the country, they don't even realize what they're doing. They have no idea. They just see that that is their white contribution to helping children understand.
Yeah, people think they're helping. It all sounds good, and they don't know it's really drag queen story time. Hey, just from a cult perspective, because I just thought this would look cool, and then Kaiser trying to get me to do his Bitcoin thing that I'm looking at doing, sent me flowers, him and his co-producer, as a telegram just to remind me to, that's why I got these flowers. So this wasn't some Santeria thing. I literally was delivered the flowers while I was putting the chessboard and the skull on the desk. But I could kind of think, doesn't Santeria or voodoo have to do with skulls and like oranges or something? Because I've seen some of that in some of the Haiti research I've done. So what would an occultist see in this?
First of all, you do have the black and white, and we know that that's been used by occultists, those colors. And then, of course, you have a prepared surface. In this case, it's a checkerboard. The offerings to whatever spirits or whatever demons or whatever, and of course, they wouldn't consider them demons necessarily, would be maybe the chess pieces, flowers, of course, and certainly the type of flower or the color of the flower. But the most disturbing thing would, of course, be the skull itself placed on the altar. So if you are an occultist, that might be something that you would use specifically to gain the favor of some demonic entity. So it kind of makes me a little nervous that it's on your desk. And I know you probably didn't do any invocations or anything like that.
Yeah,
about
sure.
It.
No, I don't have that intent, but my intent was having to be striking. And so I'm thinking they want to kill us all. They've set up this system. We're playing a game they control. The way to not have death is to not play the game. And I went, oh, got a skull. My dad's got a skull in his office. Went and got the skull that he's had since before I was born. And so it's a family heirloom. And then the roses is we could have life rather than death by not playing the game. So see, you could kind of a reverse ritual that just came out of my subconscious mind. Thank you for the call. So there you go. Yeah, I don't involve myself in the occult and voodoo. I have the Holy Spirit, but nice little art piece, I think, we kind of threw together. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's been holding longest? Let's go to Hokashiel from South Dakota. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing? This is Hokashiel.
Hokashiel, good to hear from you. What do you think about the whole situation?
Well, it's for me, I find it kind of interesting, just a quick side note, that this came at a certain time in which the COVID lockdowns ended up getting broken up by this event. And so I think it's going to be very difficult for them to try to reinstitute these lockdowns after these mass gatherings. But that said, what I wanted to share with you is what's going on in South Dakota still with the martial law, just to give a heads up.
That's right. Everybody. The Native American areas are the most clamped down.
Absolutely. So on our reservations, we got checkpoints. And what they've established, at least on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation, is basically a medical tyranny under an illegal tribal ordinance 83 called the Public Health Ordinance. And they're actually now requiring travel passes to come into or leave the reservation if you're a tribal member.
And for those that don't know, Adolf Hitler got his plan for the concentration camps from what was done to Native Americans. And so what's done on these tribal reservations, not just here but around the world, is the beta test for everybody else. That's why it's even more frightening.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's just one quick thing I wanted to share real quick, and it's to the occultists that are watching this, that are orchestrating this. They are not able to shield themselves from the karma of their intentions. We are all part of the great essence, which is the creator. You cannot escape from it. They have no control once they die and cross into the spirit world. They will be judged and sentenced to the appropriate afterlife they earn from themselves.
So what they're doing is completely insane, and they will not win. So I just want
I totally agree with you, because I've studied the globalists and snuck into Bohemian Grove and things. They really do rituals believing they're going to get out of reap what you sow or their karma. That's insane. Anybody that has common sense should see in the universe that that you get stuff instantly, but you also get it later. I just wish the globalists would stop it. Why do you think Bill Gates and all these people have such a crazed desire to kill people?
I honestly think that what's happened to them is that they have slipped so far into the path of darkness spiritually. Because, see, your body physically lives in a realm of physical matter, which you talked about, which is kind of like a hologram. But your soul vibrates in different dimensions.
And that's right. And when you become satanic, you enter the satanic dimension, and they're able to get you.
That's exist. They don't understand. They're completely out of touch with reality. Exactly.
And that's why they get possessed by it and want more, 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 because they get deeper and deeper into it. Absolutely. And everybody that's just connected to God knows that. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's jam in. Who's been holding the longest here? Oh, Anna just called in, and she was talking about Antifa coming to rural areas. I was about to go to her, but she hung up. So I guess up next is Chase in California, has his own show, Chase the Patriot. Go ahead, Chase.
Alex, we've got some unintentional great news here. So Bill Gates has been trying to get these digital tattoos on everyone, but you beat him to it. You have officially digitally tattooed Bill Gates. If anybody goes to Bill Gates' Wikipedia page, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it talks about InfoWars and Alex Jones and the conspiracy around the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Yeah, I saw that. I kind of enjoy that.
Oh, it's great. And when they start following the breadcrumbs, it leads them to the conspiracy of the Wuhan lab. So really now you think there's going to be all these kids that do school reports on all the entrepreneurs and all the big billionaires, and they're going to go and find Bill Gates now, and they're going to find InfoWars and Alex Jones. You have officially digitally tattooed Bill Gates.
Well, you guys have done it spreading the word. I mean, he digitally tattooed himself, because right here we have Rice University, MIT, saying he paid them to come up with this, and then he's running around using another thing he funded to claim we're lying in the news. But that's just not the case. And as you said, folks are going to find out the truth, aren't they?
Well, you said it. The more that we spread the truth, the more that we have conversations, the more that we use our First Amendment right protected still, we're going to be able to fight. And so that's what we have to do. Spread.
By the way, when I saw that entry, somebody sent it to me a few weeks ago. I meant to go look at the wiki editing. Somebody at the crew, if you can, look and see who edited that and who put that up, that I'm the bad guy and Bill Gates is innocent and he loves everybody. Hey, how about we have a few entries about him and Jeffrey Epstein and basically Bill Gates living with him or funding the genetic experiments at Zorro Ranch? I see you, Gates. I see you. All right, Chase the Patriot, tell folks when your show's on.
Yeah, every night at 10 o'clock on YouTube, Pacific time, I go live, still an hour show, and you can see me on iTunes. I got my website, and I appreciate everything you do. Check me out.
Brother, I appreciate you, Chase the Patriot. God bless you. All right, coming up, Marcos in New York, Matt, Cliff, and Jeffrey. I'll get to you all, but let me tell you, Beckett's just great. He's like, oh, take as much time as you want. Today, he's like, I want the full show. So he's ready to go.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.